Call to order the Papio, Missouri Natural Resource District Board of Directors meeting.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act. Copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Item 3, quorum call.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Bonley.
Here.
Davidson.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Jeff. McCormick.
Caesar. Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Sherman.
Here. I do have here an excused absence for Director Tim McCormick. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So move. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting notice, and it will become part of the permanent record for this meeting. Item 8, agency association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service report is a written report by Andy Bonenkamp. Please take a look at that if you haven't already. Item B, 8B, NARD report, Director Rich Teaser.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD did meet the 25th, 26th, and 7th in the Kearney. And the one motion that was heard was on sustainable farming. I predicted that there'd be 20 no votes, and in about 60 no votes, 50 votes in favor, the motion failed. Why? I have no idea, nor does anybody else. But it's God only knows what the people are thinking. That concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 8C, legislative report, Catalyst Public Affairs. John, are they here?
Okay, thank you for that.
Item 9, subcommittee report. A, executive subcommittee filling sub-district 7 vacancy.
Be it resolved that the September 8, 2022 Papio, Missouri NRD board meeting minutes,
I'm a little bit too high there. Be it resolved that the minutes of the October 6, 2022 meeting of the executive subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, filling Subdistrict 7 vacancy. Recommendation that, number 1, Josh Henningsen be selected as the candidate to fill the vacancy in Subdistrict 7. Item 2, further nominations of qualified candidates may be made by any board member at the October 12, 2022 board meeting upon a nomination and second of a prospective candidate. Item 3, the individual selected by the executive subcommittee or nominated as herein provided may address the board for up to 5 minutes prior to the public comment and board discussion and voting. Election of director to fill vacancy in Subdistrict 7. Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors Resolution. Whereas the chairperson of the Board of Directors of the Papio Missouri NRD has notified the board of the resignation of Sub-District 7 Director Danny Bagley, and whereas the Board of Directors has the responsibility and authority to select a successor. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Josh Henningsen be and is hereby appointed Director of the Papillion Missouri River Natural Resources District for the remainder of the unexpired term of the Sub-District 7 position and until a successor is elected and qualified, with effective date of the appointment being October 13, 2022. Be it further resolved that a certified copy of this resolution may be filed with the Secretary of the State of Nebraska as required by law, and I so move. The candidates are here. They can have 5 minutes to address the board. Each?
You so moved. Is there a second?
No need for
don't need to.
Committee, so. Stand corrected.
Sir, why don't you come on up here, sir, and identify yourself, name and address, please, for the record.
Thank you. David Corbin, 1002 North 49th Street, Omaha, Nebraska, 68132. I had no acknowledgement of my application. I had no one who notified me that the executive committee was going to be making a recommendation. I want to put that on the record that I did not know. And I did submit my application, and I hope you had a chance to look at it. I've had a lot of experience with working in environmental issues, giving presentations on water, on conservation, on climate change, on all of those topics. And I'm currently on the advisory board of the American Public Health Association, the largest public health association in the United States and most prestigious, on their advisory board for the Center for Climate Health and Equity. I do believe that my credentials align with what the NRD does, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Any directors, questions for Dr. Corbin?
Well, I've got a question. You indicated you had no notification?
None.
I understand you did call into the district later, and what was the response?
I called in to ask because last time, this is the second time I've applied for this position. Last time I found out that other candidates were contacting individual directors, and so I called and asked if that was appropriate, and I was told that because you're public elected officials, it was fine to contact people, and so I did a few of those people, and that's at that time I was not told, by the way, the executive committee is going to be interviewing candidates. Wasn't told that at all. I was told in a second phone call that it was in the newspaper that happened. I didn't find out about the position from the newspaper. I found out from the newsletter of the Green Omaha Coalition. On the website, I could not find the newspaper ad, and I could not find anything talking about, and I tried to see the meeting online yesterday of the executive board, but I couldn't find it there yet anyway. So I just wanted to note that.
Anyone else? Director Bradley?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering, the other candidate, well, the person that's being recommended is not here, but how would they have known?
Sure.
Okay. And if maybe, yeah, you know, we don't want to make that scenario, but how'd that person know and this candidate not know about the executive?
General Manager Winkler?
Just for clarification, the public advertisement for the executive committee meeting candidate interviews was run in the Omaha World Herald under the legal section on September 29th, only before the meeting, and in the Omaha World Herald online edition from September 29th through October 5th. The executive committee meeting candidate interview notice was posted to the district's website at 4:15 p.m. on September 29th, the day the applications were due. So the applications were due by 4 p.m. It was posted to the website 2 weeks, or was that 2 weeks before the meeting at 4:15 p.m. on that exact same day. And so each candidate was treated the same. No one was notified. It was, Mr. Henningsen let you know how he heard about it, but that was the process. So there was no other notification. It was all published. It was all posted online. And I went to the website, and we can find it, and we can send that to you if you need to see it for yourselves. It's still on there.
Okay. Yeah, I suspect that another person, the other candidate, knew because another board member told him. I was not told. Like I said, I've never applied for any position where I didn't receive a thank you for your application. I mean, who you decide on today is obviously what you want to do, but the procedure is not what I would call fair and open. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Corbin. Candidate Josh Henningsen, would you like to say a few words?
Josh Henningsen, 5113 Franklin, Omaha 68104. I just want to say thank you again to the board and to the executive committee for the opportunity to be considered for the opening and for the conversation we had last week at the meeting. I'm not going to repeat those things, but I thought I'd make myself available for any questions anybody else has or anything new that's come up, so I thought I'd open it up from there.
Thank you. Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Henningsen, how did you know about, or what, you know, about the executive subcommittee meeting?
So I dropped my application letter off in person and asked what the next step was. I was told there was going to be an executive subcommittee meeting, and then I looked on the website, and it was pretty clearly posted on the front page of the minutes section. So the agenda was pretty readily available. So that's how I knew when and where it was.
Thank you.
So Mr. Winkler or nobody from the staff at NRD contacted you separately and said there's going to be a meeting here and make sure you show up?
No. So I knew about it. I called Mr. Winkler to say, should I be there at 4? Should I be there at 3:45? Should I be? But that was on my initiative to call the office and ask.
Director Bonnet?
I appreciate your experience in litigation and law. What specific areas were you focused in?
When I was practicing in private practice, it was primarily, I'd put it under sort of insurance defense litigation, general. So insurance. Employment and other general liability issues, primarily representing insurance companies and their insureds. So the defense side, not the plaintiff side.
Director Thompson?
I'll wait until the director's comments.
Okay. Anyone else? Thank you for your time. Thank you to both candidates for your time.
Thank you.
Any public comment? Further public comment on the resolution? Staff? Directors? Dr. Jim Thompson.
Yes, Dr. Corbin, thanks for applying. Can you hear me over there? I can't see you, by the way. No, that's okay. But... and I did get an email that you submitted your application, and I did read it. I read both of them, of course, and absorbed. I myself was an appointee back in 98. I don't remember if I was notified or got a letter or all that. That was a while back. But I was hoping to interview you again. Well, it didn't happen. I was not on the subcommittee. Executive subcommittee at this point, but obviously when we appointed Danny Bagley, we interviewed you as well. Good qualifications, I think, from our history with the Sierra Club and all that. Very well qualified for the position. With Josh Henningsen, for reasons back there, good qualifications as well, and. I am surprised we only had two of you folks submitting applications. We did go through what we're required to go through. I don't know. You know, we are a low ballot race, and that's good and bad for some of us who are incumbents, of course. I thought you know, we'd get more, but that's okay. We've got a recommendation and we'll vote on in a minute here. But thank you, David, for continuing to try. We'll be going forward. So that's all.
I'm going to end the debate and call the question.
I'm sorry?
I move to end debate and call the question.
Okay. All right.
Vote on ending
debate. Do we have to vote on ending the debate? Rich Caesar called the question. So.
Yep.
I don't think you're ready. Gene, roll call on that.
Second.
Oh, second. Need a second on ending debate.
Second.
Director Tim Fowler. Roll call when ready.
No.
Davidson.
Yes.
Elder.
Yes.
Jasper.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
No.
Bonner.
Yes.
Bradley.
No.
Sherman.
Yes. Then roll call on the resolution.
Davidson.
This is the resolution is now therefore be resolved that Josh Henningswitzing be and hereby appointed as director.
Yes.
That's the motion. Okay.
Okay.
Then yes.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Thomas.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes. Okay. Item. We're going to swear him in. Thank you, Brent.
That was a word off here. Please raise your right hand.
I, Josh Henningson, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Nebraska, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith, and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, and without mental reservation, or for purpose of evasion, and that I will faithfully, and impartially, perform the duties of the office, of director of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, according to law, and to the best of my ability. And I do further swear that I do not advocate, nor am I a member of any political party or organization that advocates the overthrow of the government of the United States, or of this state, by force or violence, and that during such time as I'm in this position, I will not advocate, nor become a member of
any political party or organization
that advocates the overthrow of the government of the United States,
or of this state,
by force or violence. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Director Henningson.
Thank you, Brent. Okay.
Item 9B, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee Director Fred Conley.
Chairman, be it resolved that the minutes of the October 11, 2022 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9B1, Renewal of USGS Maintenance Agreement for Papio Flood Warning System Gauges. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute proposed joint funding agreement with the USGS in the amount of $131,640 in district funds for the operation of the district's flood warning system for 2023, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager, and I so move.
Thank you, Director Conley. Any public comment? Staff, directors, Director Japp.
I had one question on that. There is no other alternative to these people to do this type of monitoring, is there?
We used to for years do it in house.
Oh.
So from 1993 to 2012,
uh-huh.
We did it in house with a retired Corps of Engineers employee and all our own equipment.
Right.
And it was inconsistent, I guess, was be the best word to say that. So when we made the change to 2012, it was really because the USGS is the best at it.
In your opinion, it's been a good move to do that?
In my opinion, it's the best money we spent, yeah.
Thank you.
Director Davidson.
Amanda, it was more cost effective to go that way too, wasn't it? Did I remember that from last year's meetings?
Yeah, so we used to pay for all the equipment. Now this just incorporates everything. All the equipment's there, the maintenance, the QAQC and the data, all that's incorporated in that cost.
USGS is not present, is that correct? Did they provide any additional justification for the breakdown of costs?
Yeah, they did. And we didn't get even more breakdown from them. But the way that they do the gauges, the monitoring, and the groundwater monitoring and the stream gauge monitoring is it's just like a lump sum not to exceed cost for each gauge. So whether or not they come, you know, 50 times or you know, one time, it's all the same cost. And it's that across the state, really. So it's a more spread out cost per gauge. And that includes, like we talked about, the equipment and everything, too. So, you know, say all the equipment goes bad in 1 year, they replace it on their cost. And that's, we just pay that one kind of not to exceed cost per gauge.
So we, that's a revelation, I guess. So if there's just a basic reading and so on, they get a premium for that cost of one gauge, but if they put a lot of time and energy in replacing, we cost them more than the per gauge price, if you can even calculate a per gauge price. Maybe you can. Maybe that was on the discount or on the. So as far as who does the work, I can't remember who the employee was, of course. That's going back a few years. But can you shed light on how long it took a person, staffer, to do this duty?
Yes, we had Ron Larson, if you remember that name. He did that for years for us. And he, you know, I think, again, it was the same type of thing. Like, if everything was working well, you know, it didn't take him long to go check on everything, you know, once a week, every 2 weeks. And USGS checks on ours. They have, like, a set schedule for maintenance, and then they come up any time that they see an issue with a reading, or we call them with an issue, or the county or somebody calls them with an issue. So I would say the same kind of thing for him. You know, we paid him a set amount, and then, you know, sometimes he'd spend a really long time working on a gauge that he just couldn't get working, you know. So it was the same with him.
But he was on staff.
No, he was like a contracted.
Oh, so there was another source.
Yeah, we have.
Okay,
yeah,
this is not a sole source, technically.
Not really. I mean, I don't know. Ron is now really, really retired. He retired
from
the Corps.
I'm not suggesting that maybe he's not alive. But yeah. So it's not really a sole source.
To our knowledge, no one else does this.
Okay, except other retired
Ron's
Corps.
State, no one else. Ron the nation.
Well, what I'm getting at is for $131,000 our share,
based on the salaries that USGS provide, I mean, I look at it as a cost basis contract, and maybe with the maintenance, maybe with that, if it were a true cost reimbursement contract, you know, federal government shouldn't be making money on us, nor should we allow them to go for a loss, in other words. If they have to replace gauges, if we're the only customer for that purpose, and I believe we must be, they're doing the gauges for the community, and they just happen to be doing the service that's under our jurisdiction, or in this case, a shared jurisdiction, because they're covering 12% of the cost.
Right.
And why 12% instead of 25 or 50%? Marlon probably took that to his grave, I'm guessing.
You know, they contribute. Each year they reanalyze that with the money. They have certain categories that they can use funding for towards our gauges, and they reanalyze that every year. It ends up being about the same, but there's two funding sources that they pull from on their side.
Which are appropriate dollars from the U.S. Treasury.
Right.
Okay. I'm still not convinced that that we're not overpaying, but that's my problem, I guess.
Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering, Amanda, you might know how many other states does USGS sort of do these same things?
They do gauges in all the states. Yeah, and so if you, the same website that's on the flood warning memo, that shows their gauges all across the U.S. and beyond. So
then you wouldn't know if they're contracting the same price with the general price.
I don't know about the other states, and we could ask how the other states handle it. So the Nebraska Water Science Center has that not to exceed like one price, you know, for the activities that they monitor at each gauge, they have a price for that across the state.
The Nebraska Water Science is the third lowest in the country.
Right, they did mention.
Yes.
Wow. Any other director comment?
They do a hell of a good job. I look at it every day.
Well, I might add, Director Thompson, I admire your zeal and trying to find the cost of this and be careful about it, but I also respect that the staff thinks they do a great job and it's important. So with that being said, I think we should move forward. So anybody else? Patrick?
I think it would just be useful, and this goes for any government agency we're contracting to perform work for us or cooperate with us on, is just to know how they've been, having a better understanding as to what type of services they provide and who's providing it. If somebody's monitoring a wellhead or a flood gauge meter, you know, is it a GS3 or a GS10? Are we paying a GS10 only to learn later on that they send out a GS4? I want to make sure that we're getting our money's worth. And they're great people, and I know they do good work, but trust but verify. That's the principle at work here.
And we're working with them on that very question.
Do they have a handbook?
Well, they're putting details where they could get it done in a day, but so we're asking those very same questions. Just to educate everybody on stuff.
Sounds good.
Any other director comments, questions? Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Jeff.
Yes.
Yes.
Thompson.
No.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 9B2, groundwater monitoring joint funding agreement with USGS. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a joint funding agreement with U.S. Geological Survey for a total cost to the district of $13,720 for the continuation of groundwater monitoring in the Platte and Oak Horn River Valley, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deployed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Yeah. Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes.
9B3, Lower Platte Collective Groundwater Modeling Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the Lower Platte River Basin Sub-Regional Groundwater Modeling Interlocal Cooperation Agreement with the Department of Natural Resources, Lower Platte North NRD, and Lower Platte South NRD, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. I shall move.
Anyone from the public wish to speak to this item? Staff? Director? Directors? Roll call.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Foster.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
And
Chairman. Yes.
9B4, Amendment to Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Agreement. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed Lower Platte River Consortium Interlocal Cooperation Agreement with the Lower Platte South NRD, Lower Platte North NRD, City of Lincoln, Metropolitan Utilities District, and Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to district. And as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors? Director Thompson?
I just want to commend staff for bringing a resolution that doesn't cost us anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anyone else? Roll call.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
9B5, FY 2023 Long Range Implementation Plan. Recommendation that the proposed fiscal year 2023 Long Range Implementation Plan be approved. I so move.
Any public comments? Staff?
I sent an email to everybody that our bonding capability is 20 million for all the factors. Valuations go up and interest rates go up.
Thank you. Director, questions, comments? Roll call.
Thompson.
Yes. Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jack.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 9C, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the October 11, 2022 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1. Issuance of Water Revenue Bond, Dakota County Rural Water Recommendation. Then we have 23 pages of documents got on the board, and I move its adoption.
Okay. Any public comments on this item? Staff?
You want me to
make five? Thank you for not reading all
23. You're welcome.
Directors? Questions, comments? Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item 2, no named dike high ground easement, purchase lot number 44, last evicted recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a proposal purchase agreement with Jared and Brittany Lassabaker for the purchase price of $1,700 for lot 44, permanent easement for no named dike flood retention project, high ground easement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval is performed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Jeff. Yes. Item three, land rights, no name dike, high ground easement. It should be on the board. Martin, do you want to make a comment on that?
Yes, I can make a comment on that. Last night, our negotiator actually received a signed purchase agreement from the Boyd Courts, so we will not be filing on the Boyd Court property because they actually have come to the table and signed the document as we requested. So that was really positive news. We just have the other ones listed, which is Otwell and Cahoy. That's it's right above, I guess, the treasurer's report on the, if you want to scroll up a little bit. So we're recommending you go ahead and proceed with the motion as on the board once we get to that.
Yeah, even, no, you're fine. Even though the resolution has the Boyd Courts in it, I assure you we won't be filing a petition against their property. Even though you give us authority, we're just not going to do it, given that it's signed.
Do we need to read any of this, Brent?
I move adoption of the recommended staff recommendation.
As posted.
Okay. Anyone from the public wish to speak to this item? Other staff? Directors? Director Japp?
Can I just have a little bit of clarification exactly what it is we're voting on this particular one?
Sure. Maybe Brent can explain again the eminent domain process.
Yeah, it's just the staff or the subcommittee recommendation so that you give legal counsel the authority to file a petition for condemnation on the Otwell two properties and then the Cahoy.
So there's properties. Three properties that are still outstanding.
Three properties, two property owners.
And the project can't be done unless they're all signed on, is that right?
Correct.
And what if they don't sign on? I mean, okay. What if we didn't do the project? Would that be a major catastrophe?
From a legal perspective, that may be a bigger question than from a legal perspective, but we've deemed it necessary property rights to complete the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Director Thompson?
So following up on Ted's comments on page 26 of resolution for item 3, even though it won't be what I'm hearing is it won't be installed or carried out because we've got an informal agreement or formal agreement. That'll come back to us next month.
On the Boyd Court property, correct. We are not going to file a petition
okay.
to condemn on their property, yes. And we will have a purchase agreement for you.
Next month.
Correct. We didn't have it in time for the agenda and okay. the items.
So this is kind of a requirement to get that going for next month.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I can make this kind of simple. We have a privately owned dike. It's this high, and the cabinets are all this high. We need to have a minimum of this amount here, this level. And so we're asking them not to dig down below that level. So it's not going to affect their homes. They're going to be happy, and they're going to get some money. And that's what it boils down to.
How far apart are we on some of those? Somebody had countered with, what, three times more than what?
Yes. 130. We're getting kind of close to making a recommendation. I mean, I'm not trying to chill the conversation. I'm just, I think if we want to talk about that, we should go into executive session.
I think I've got a pretty good idea what's going on, so.
You okay, Ted?
I'm fine.
General terms, the one property owner who owns two properties, we are far apart. The other property owner is non-responsive.
Any other directors? Questions? Comments? Okay, thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Stay.
Jeff.
No.
Caesar.
Yeah.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Yes.
Point, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J, all inclusive, and that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Second.
Second by Director Thompson. Any public comment? Staff, directors, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 11, Chairman's Report. Be it resolved that the following dates be adopted as a schedule for the Papillon Missouri River NRD Board of Directors meetings for calendar year 2023. Do we need to vote on that?
Yes.
We do? Okay.
You make a motion.
Business holidays are involved there.
And I so move for these dates. So.
What's that? Just the mayor's election?
Mayor's election.
We're not voting the spot. No, well, we're in Suffolk County. I'd second the motion.
Thank you. Public comment? Staff, directors, roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 11B, the 77th National Association of Conservation District 2023 annual meeting is in New Orleans, Louisiana, February 11 through 15, 2023. Tentatively, Tim Fowler and myself are scheduled. If anyone has any interest in going to that, please let me know. I don't need to go, but I will if nobody else wants to. So please let me know on that. Thank you, Gene, for all that information.
I think we've sent as many as three, haven't we?
What's that?
We've sent as many as three.
Okay, it is three. So, all right. So, if you're interested, please let me know. I have one other item. Something I'm very proud of, our Sarpy County Tire Recycling event, we netted 490,000 pounds of old tires.
Whoa.
In about, really realistically, about 6 hours. Few people I'd like to thank, in addition to John Winkler and staff for going after the grant. Justin Novak ran the entire operation. I mean, it was surgical precision getting them tires in there and out of there, so that was very impressive. Ryan and Josh from operations and maintenance were there all day and kind of right there with Justin ordering everybody around. It was just a really cool event. Board members, if I missed anybody else, I know Tim McCormick was there, Jim Thompson was there, I was there, of course. Was anybody else there? Phil Davidson was there, of course, working the gate. I forgot about Phil. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He was a bouncer.
They had you moving the actual tires. They had me at the gate, so I was very happy with the way that worked out. Justin, thank you very much.
Phil was the bouncer, so that was good. I'd also like to publicly thank the city of Bellevue, Springfield, Papillion, La Vista, Gretna, the Sarpy County Fair Board for letting us use all that property. And the county of Sarpy County. So what a neat piece of government that was, and that was getting a lot of stuff done in a short amount of time. So thank you all for working on that.
Did the grant cover the expense, full expense?
The grant did cover the expense. We had extra left over, which we, I believe, turned back to the state. Yeah. So
are we going to try to do that more often, or is that just a once-every-four-year thing?
Well, John, we do it occasionally up north, and what are your thoughts on that?
We do it yearly up north, except the last couple of years, due to some difficulty with vendors and then also just kind of switching some staff. But we have a Lower Elkhorn, we coordinated with them, and so they've assigned a full-time staff member to do the grant writing now. So we're going to pick that back up in 2024. But they have a 10-county collection up there, so it's every year they get 450 ton or more. Where, you know, Sarpy, we got 250, so it was a little bit smaller, but it looks like Sarpy, last time they did it was 2017, so, you know, if you want to do it every 3-4 years, it would probably be a good idea. Every year, you're probably getting too low. Well, I mean, not never too low, I guess, but you're getting where it's, might not be worth it.
For, for those.
I
mean, for those of us that were there, you'll never see happier people getting rid of those tires.
There was one lady there that said she'd been storing these tires for 12 years to get rid of them. So,
yeah, a lot of happy people that day. Director Bradley.
Well, what about Douglas County? Is there any reason?
You do multiple counties.
That's the city of Omaha.
That's one.
Even this Saturday, they collect tires for all the Omaha residents in Douglas County.
Thank you for the clarification. Thank you.
They do it in spring, and now they have a fall cleanup. They include tires.
The multi-county collection is getting harder. Depending on what you do, tires truly are all recycled in other products. And that's just difficult vendors now and fuel costs, and they got to make it work financially. So it's a little bit different.
And if I might add one other thing, for all the volunteers, we had in our neighbor association 30 years ago, I like telling the Brown Recluse story when we're hauling tires out of the Leavenworth Neighborhood Association and we're stacking them up and someone said, there's a spider on your shoulder. And it was a Brown Recluse and I stomped that son of a gun. So they like to hang out in tires, so be cautious, folks, in the future.
That's why I work the gate.
Still here, so that's good. So. But, yeah, thanks for the advice, Jim.
It's
a little bit too late, but thank you.
Henry owes.
Thanks again, everyone. Item 12, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights. The district was part of a team at Summit Lake. It was sixth grade conservation day. Over 335 students from 9 surrounding schools participated in it, so good job on that. Personnel miscellaneous items. For the ninth year, the Bennington Skills USA chapter helped the community by cleaning up the Prairie View Lake. So we appreciate Bennington Skills USA and those students for helping us and the community to keep that facility clean. Leadership Washington County sent a thank you letter to Terry and Justin for speaking to their group and explaining what the Papio NRD is and what it does, and that letter is attached. On another note, which we will need some action, despite advertising formal bids and the district sending specifications to 38 local vehicle dealerships for the purchase of district vehicles, we received only 2 bids. There were no bids for either of the 3/4-ton truck, either one of those trucks. So we reached out to several fleet dealers and Ford, and they indicated the wait time for vehicles could be a year or more, and that's assuming that you even made their list, their order list. And if you don't even make their order list, then you're even out further. So I authorized staff to purchase district vehicles by informal competitive bidding per policy and bid the vehicle requirements as new 2022 or 2023 vehicles. 4 vehicles were put out for formal bids, and I've provided the bid summaries, and they're in the memorandum as attached. They're in your packet. I can tell you that you remember you used to walk on a car lot and you had at least 3 or 4 salesmen that before you even got out of your vehicle. Now staff was trying to go out and find vehicles and we had to literally chase them down through the shop to even help. That's just the situation we're in. They don't really have to. I mean, you have to go to them. And we actually found one that it was actually being backed off the truck straight from the factory. And so we said it fit our specs, and we said we'll take that one. They're all within our bid, our budgeted amount, so we're not paying premium for them. But we just have to actively go out and find them. Dealers are not bidding. I know Nicole spends a lot of hours on the phone. I know she sent out dealers trying to get people to even put quotes in. And obviously, as you've seen, we got one bid for 2 vehicles. So we're requesting that you approve the vehicles as outlined in your packet or in your information because there's no other way to get them. And if we do luckily get on some type of an order list, you're talking year and a half before you even get the vehicle, assuming they don't cancel the order on you. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know Nicole's here, too, to tell you the trial and tribulations of trying to find these vehicles.
Second that. Director Teaser moves with the recommendation. Director Davidson seconds. Public comment on this item? Other staff? Directors?
Is this for future acquisitions or just you're limited to these ratifications? The ratification is what's already been done.
Right.
It's limited. Are you asking for future?
No.
As the year goes on, if one or two.
Well, we'll bring them to you. We'll have one more, I think, Nicole. One more to find. Well, we'll bring that to you for ratification, too.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as we get it. So,
in the meantime, you know, I've always been kind of critical. We turn our vehicles in too early, so we might have to maintain these another year.
Well, and Jim, I'm glad, because that's going to be part of the solution, I think, is maybe we have to hold on to some a little longer. But I think you're going to see until the supply chain issues corrected, I think future years, at least as far as I can see, this may be the way we have to get vehicles for a few years until we go back to more of a normal environment where we're actually sending out bids and people are responding. I mean, they're not even responding. 38 dealers and you get one, I mean, that's not good.
So it's just for the one vehicle
we're required. Yep, we'll bring that back to you.
Thank you.
Patrick?
These two vehicles are coming with the tires that we need, or
they meet all of our specifications. They're everything we need. So
it's three highlighted. That's what we're going to go with.
Yep, the three. Yep.
Brett, do we need to read this small one sentence?
Huh?
Yeah, you need to read the motion.
TJ already
read the resolution.
Read the resolution.
Okay. Of the Papillion Missouri River NRD Board of Directors ratify the general manager's authorized purchases for the fiscal year 2023 district vehicles. And I so move.
Second
by Director Teaser.
He already did.
Yeah, well. Any other comments? Hey, Doctor. Directors? Roll call.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Is that truck is crappy.
Yes. Conley. Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes.
Okay, the report on thank you for that. Report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal properties, attachables, current and ongoing district legal counsel projects. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership report. The meeting was canceled September 22nd. Next meeting is scheduled for October 27th. Completes my report unless there's any questions.
Did we hire anyone?
Excuse me?
Did we hire anyone?
We'll have that announcement in November, but we did hire for Paul Woodward's old position. So we got a very qualified candidate, and we'll obviously introduce him at that time. So he will start mid-November.
Thank you, GM Winkler. Item 13, informational items. November 8 and November 10 are our subcommittee and NRD board meetings. Worth noting, I will not be here. I will be in San Diego. And there's a fighting chance that Director Vice Chairman Bradley won't be here either, so Director Teaser may run that meeting, correct?
Trouble.
All right. November 11, Veterans Day, very important day in our country, and Thanksgiving is coming up as well. Next meeting will be Thursday, November 10th. And with that, it is 3:54. We are adjourned.
4:54.
Thank you.